This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hi, this is Celia Kutcher, host of Animal Instinct, and you are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Can you dig it? We're back after our little Easter hiatus. Christ has risen, and we're back at Roberta's here in Bushwick, broadcasting live. And what kind of crazy hootenanny do we have today? Why, we're celebrating the Brooklyn Folk Festival. And we got a whole room full of beatniks and other miscreants here. I think it's going to be a really crazy time today, like far out, man. You fucking beatniks. So, I'm saying... Yeah. Go for it, Eli. Go for it. Go for it. So we're sitting here with Eli Smith, who is the founder of the Brooklyn Folk Festival, which begins this Friday. That's April 17th. It's going to happen at St. Anne's Church on Montague Street in Brooklyn Heights, which is a pretty groovy shack of bricks itself. Very well worth checking out. And we're joined by the Brotherhood of the Jug Band Blues with Ernesto and Jerry. What's up, guys?
What's up,
Sunday? So why don't we just start off with a song? I heard you got a very special Sunday afternoon kind of thing, and maybe get us in the groove while I have a little Hair of the Dog. And what are we going to hear?
Hair of the Dog is very appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah. For all you Saturday night lovers out there, remember it's Sunday. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, can you dig it? All right, the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood. So how did you all get started on the 21st century? How does someone come to find a jug band?
Oh, man, I guess Ernesto and I kind of started up the jug band back in the day.
Back in, like, what was
that? 2006.
Earlier in the 21st century.
I was going to say 1922.
Well, you know, it does beg the question. Of course, a lot of Americana has become popular these days, and I'm seeing guys with folk instruments all over the TV these days with beards and whatnot. And how hard it is to really be authentic in your message. I mean, the first folk wave was, what, in the early 60s, late 50s? And, Karen, you know a little bit about that because you were friends with one of the architects of the big folk revival. Bill Barth.
That's true. Bill Barth was one of the architects of the big folk revival, discovering Skip James and bringing him up to the Newport Folk Festival.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Karen's OG, man. You didn't know?
Yeah.
I know she's OG.
We all knew.
I was in the Black Alley Jug Band, it was called.
Wow.
No, it was called the Back Alley Jug Band, but everybody, all the Dutch people used to write Black Alley Jug Band because they didn't know the difference. In 1999, in Amsterdam, in 98 to 99, it was great. Yeah, so Bill Barth was a seminal and inspirational figure in those years and to this day.
And you guys, I mean, so in the early part of the 21st century, God, I sound like a fucking grandpa saying that, an old beatnik like me.
Well, I think actually, all of us, we've kind of been playing jug band music for a little while here, but the Brotherhood of the Jug Band Blues has been going on for I guess since 2006, got a couple albums out. And yeah, the Brotherhood of the Jug Band Blues will be playing at the Brooklyn Folk Festival along with 30 other bands. A whole shitload of music. I guess I can say that on the show.
Your face.
Well, I was looking at the lineup and you had a lot of stuff. There's some like gospel and blues as well as some old timey stuff and the jug band stuff. And it goes there. So I guess what would happen if someone brought an electric guitar? Would it be a complete schism? Would it be like, you know?
No.
Would Pete Seeger like, you know, come back from behind the grave with an axe to try to cut the power?
No, that's a myth.
You think that story is apocryphal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some truth to it. And you know, maybe he was right. But in any case.
Yeah, right.
You guys, admit it, you guys don't like rock and roll.
No, okay,
just
love
admit
it.
You guys are foldy migs, moldy figs.
It's all folk, man. All that shit is folk. It's all folk and blues. It's not like. Anything.
Well, I thought punk rock was just the most current iteration of
that is some funky ass blues.
White man's blues, right?
Do you like the Fugs?
We love the Fugs here.
Oh yeah, yeah, we love the Fugs as well. Peter Stanfill will be at the Brooklyn Folk Festival this year, a founder of the Fugs, which was like kind of a crazy like early.
He's like the last guy standing. The Fugs were amazing. That was punk rock before it was punk rock.
Yeah, and but you know their first album they recorded for Folkways and they were called the Fugs like. Jug band. Mm-hmm. That's what made sense to them.
What's going on over there,
Jerry? Ernesto did his best Peter Stanfill. Ernesto just did.
Stanfill's no spring chicken, but he's still out there doing it.
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah,
he'll be playing with Jeffrey Lewis, who is a well-loved songwriter and musician here in New York and nationally as well, internationally.
So that was an old time jug band song. Reminds me kind of like the Memphis jug band and that sort of thing. By the way, where's the jug?
The jug couldn't make it today.
Yeah, he's in Long Island. He's in Massachusetts.
Actually, there's four. We brought
there's four jugs in the room. And
oh man.
And the jug player is in Massapequa.
The Massapequa jug.
He's in Massapequa. Dude. Yeah, he's chilling in Massapequa.
He's on holiday in Massapequa. The fertile crescent of jug players. You can hardly swing a tenor banjo
surprised.
Without hitting a jug player.
You'd be surprised.
In Massapequa. Well, far fucking out. So you guys want to do another one? Let's just keep it rolling today. It's make it a hootenanny. It's Sunday afternoon. Everyone's sick of hearing me talk, I'm sure of it. Why don't you throw another song? And I brought my kazoo. You got the spirit of things. So
all right, that'll
play
work.
Something in the key of K.
Oh, yeah, we'll do a rag. We'll do a rag and G. Thank you.
good.
Did it? That's close enough for what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to switch it up to C. Oh, yeah, you see, I told you.
There you go. You know, Charles Mingus went to see Odetta one time. I heard this story. And so I said, oh, you got to see Odetta. This is, what, the early 60s. And, you know, she's the thing. And she's really, you know, this great font of, like, she's like the connection between the old world and this new world. And you're watching her. And he's like, well, what's that thing on her guitar? It's a capo. And he's like, oh, what? It's like clamp that thing. It's like, oh, well, you know, so you can move, you know, you can shift the key, you know, up and down. And Mingus was appalled. He goes, you mean these people don't have to learn to play at all 12 keys? It's a little jazz boat joke for you all. How are we doing, Ernesto?
Back in
look, she could understand that. I like it like that, like it like this. Yeah, the chicken really baby, yeah, to give it a twist. Got it if you want it any time of the day. Want some more, baby, everybody say.
Dig it. All right, the Brotherhood of Jug, and of course, it's going to all happen this coming weekend down at St. Anne's on Montague Street with the Brooklyn Folk Festival. It starts, like I said, Friday, April 17th. It goes all weekend. It's crazy, and it's also brought to you by our friends at the Jalopy Theater, and we're going to talk about that, too, because that's one of the grooviest little places in New York City. It's like a little place that time forgot. It's like 1962 in there. Mm-hmm. And but right now, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Arts and Seizures. Sounds like a lot more seizures than arts on today's show. What do you think, Liz in the booth? Is it happening? And I think we're going to go. We got a little clip from A Mighty Wind. You guys see that great documentary?
A Mighty Wind.
A fantastic documentary about the folk music scene, brought to you by the same people who brought you Spinal Tap, the only movie that has ever told the truth about anything. So, all right, you listen to Arts and Seizures on Heritage Radio live from Bushwick's here. And Roberta, give it a twirl. We'll be back in a second. I think Bob Dylan's going to call in.
As I travel down the back roads of this home I love so much,
every carpenter and cowboy,
every lame man on a crutch,
they're all talking about a feeling, about a taste that's in the air. They're all talking about this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere. Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, it's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
From the lighthouse in Bar Harbor to a bridge called Golden Gates,
from a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake,
there's a star on the horizon and it's burning like a flare.
It's lighting up this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, and it's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
When the blind man sees the picture, when the deaf man hears the word, when the fisherman stops fishing, when a hunter spares the herd, we'll still hear the wondrous story of a world where people care. The story of this mighty wind that's blowing.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Far fucking out, boy, a mighty win. That is everything that is wrong about folk music. But I just love it. The mighty winds are blowing. It's blowing peace and freedom, and they're blowing inequality. So are you guys like angry? Are you like protesting something, you folk people?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're folking pissed. We're going to folk shit up.
I mean, that's part of the trip, right? I mean, it's the protest movement, folk music, and the civil rights movement, that's sort of like where this is all coming from. I know it's the 21st century. Century and more in Bushwick, but nonetheless, what do you think, OG Karen?
I think folk music basically is protesting DJs as musicians.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, you know, DJs are like, yeah, I play music. I'm
or
a
computers
DJ.
As instruments.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, here we go, contention. What do you think?
I think there's some funky ass folk musicians that use electronics and.
Yeah, but they got the foundation. They can play something besides the turntable. Not that I don't love.
They know what a chord is.
All right, Grandma, listen.
Yeah.
Okay. This hip hop, the kids. Even I'm gonna go with Ernesto on this one, because that hip hop, that beat these kids are playing these days. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, look, when that came up in the Bronx, that's a people's music. That was a true people's movement.
Also
that is
folk
true
music.
That folk music. And listen, you use what you have. Well, listen, everything's been co-opted. I mean, hip hop was an avant-garde movement. Absolutely. I mean, it was crazy, and who could imagine these these big beats taken out of context and what they were doing. And, you know, it generally, you know, got poo-pooed by the man until, you know, the same guy figured out he could sell Pepsi Cola with it. And then it became cool. And don't think that's not what happened to folk music, too, because, you know, at one point, I mean, sure, it may have been at the Gaslight in Greenwich Village, and, you know, let's face it, Bob Dylan, you know, had a lot, you know, people thought, you know, they were crazy for signing him to Columbia. Because, you know, he couldn't sing. This is the same guy who signed Billie Holiday, who they also said couldn't sing. And the same guy who later signed Bruce Springsteen, who they also said couldn't sing. Right? But obviously, the second it, you know, it showed a spark, it became, you know, co-opted, you know, worldwide.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there is some music that we is thought of popularly as folk music that's gone off the rails, you know, and got so-called co-opted or just became part of the music industry. But I think the underground, you know, kind of... America's primed and ready for a good underground music movement. We haven't really had a good one in a while. And folk music's always been good for that, because the real kind of old-time music that came out of rural America, it never really did get co-opted. It's not good for commercials. And I think that's why it's coming back a little bit. And that is, in all seriousness, what we try to bring to the Brooklyn Folk Festival in great part.
Yeah, shit that ain't good for commercials.
Well, you know, I mean, they're selling out, and then they're selling out. I can't wait for some of my shit to be in a commercial.
Yeah, I've been trying to sell out for years, so if you're listening, call me, man. Want money.
But, you know, the nice thing, though, I mean, you know, versus, like, electronic and whatnot, is, you know, the kind of music that we're talking about, you should be able to play it with, like, a rock, and a hammer, yeah. or nothing at all.
Or a cigar box.
Or a cigar box, even though I had to take apart an electric guitar to build it. Hey, look. Or a Jew's harp.
Right.
Speaking of Jews, though, I did want to say, you know, Bob Dylan was so fucking good last time around. And I'm sorry none of you youngsters got to see him, because he had it figured out, you know, for these years. You know, I mean, here's this great folk musician. You know, and he couldn't play guitar. I don't know. You know, people have said he's got arthritis or carpal tunnel syndrome, but he cannot play the guitar anymore, and he does not.
He plays piano mostly.
A little bit of piano, but a real piano for a change, like an actual piano. Not that keyboard. Really? Okay. He's been trucking around notes. So like a real baby grand on stage, and he plays it on a third of the set. And he's a good piano player. I mean, he's got, you know, some gospel chops. I mean, simple, but like really, you know, right on. Like just kind of like Little Richard, just very reductive block chords pounding it. But he figured it out. No more greatest hits. No more versions of like a Rolling Stone. No more of this like blasting out FM radio versions of, you know, Blowing in the Wind or whatever with those long guitar solos. And he's a crooner now. And that's it. And it's just like, it's like really focused. And people, you know, and it was amazing. I thought it was riveting. And of course, the guy behind me was screaming like a Rolling Stone, you know, Tangled Up in Blue and all this shit, which, you know, probably isn't relevant. But I can't think of another artist of his legacy. Can you imagine if the Rolling Stones came out and played like their last record and that was their gig? Right?
Yeah.
It's not fucking possible. So where are you guys drawing your material from? Obviously, we're hearing some of the great old jug bands from the 1920s. And
yeah, I'd say.
You have a wax cylinder player at home? Have you reached that level of hipness yet?
Wax cylinder? No.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the brotherhood of the jug band blues is certainly inspired by old jug bands, but these songs that we played just now are all originals that Ernesto wrote. Great, great stuff. Mm.
Thanks. I mean, it's all an influence from being, from growing up here in the city and growing up, like, I grew up in Union City, New Jersey, right across the river.
Oh, the South, the Great Metropolitan South.
The Great Metropolitan South.
I did want to talk about the Jalopy Theater, though, for a second again, and what you all do there. You also have classes, you have the Jalopy Music School, and I'm telling you, when you walk in there, it is great. It's like at the church pew set up, on a terrific stage, but up front there's some mandolins and banjos.
It's
and
a spiritual place.
And it's very happening. I feel like a great vibe when I go in there. And if you need a Jew's harp, you know, at like 8 on a Thursday night, that's where you want to go.
Yeah, and also you can take a Jew's harp workshop, which is coming up, actually, so check the calendar. I don't know the exact date, but you can do that there at the Jalopy. I call it the epicenter of the post-millennial folk revolution.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Can you play a little juice harp for us? For all those kids at home who don't even know what a juice harp is.
Okay, I call it a juice harp because I drool when I play it.
And I call it a juice harp because I'm a Jew. And we like to take credit for everything.
It's you put it, place it against your teeth and pluck it. And here's a little bit of turkey in the straw. You Did you ever go fishing on a hot summer day? Look in the water, see the little fishes play with the hands in the pockets and the pockets in the pants. See the little fishes do the hoochie coochie dance. Turkey in the hay, turkey in the straw, turkey in the straw. Well, how do you know? I'll wake them up and shake them up anyway at all. Twist me up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
All right. And, you know, people have spent millions of dollars on synthesizers to recreate that exact sound.
I was just going to say, we should set it to some techno beat.
So what are the kind of classes are taught at Jalopy? Yeah, Jalopy, by the way, is in it's in Red Hook.
Jalopy's in Red Hook on Columbia Street in Brooklyn. We have classes there for adults and kids. We have this really great program called Junior Folk, which is for kids who are 8 to 12 years old. But for adults, we have classes in banjo, ukulele, guitar, swing guitar. You can take a class that's New Orleans jazz for the tenor, banjo, and mandolin. So there is a bunch of really good stuff going on there. I know. Don't you just want to get there and start playing?
And there's a bar.
And there's a bar. And there's a restaurant. And it's just the best place you could ever go. It's like heaven in two buildings.
And, of course, the last time I was there, I got into a fight with one of the former members of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which I've now I've actually been in fights with two former members of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. One of them famously a Bob Dylan sideman. But this guy, not so much. But that's another story.
Yeah, he almost drew some Blood, Sweat, and Tears out of you.
Fucking A, right. Fucking right. I'm OG too, Karen, man. Do not push me. But listen, this has been a complete, it's been a stone cold gas.
Mm-hmm. And, stone cold gas.
Yeah, stone cold gas. And
like what I wish Rush Limbaugh actually sounded like.
Really? I wish I had his budget for prescriptions.
Okay, come down to the Brooklyn Folk Festival April 17th, 18th, and 19th. At St. Anne's Church in Brooklyn Heights. Real easy to get to. The tickets are very reasonably priced. And if you look on our website, brooklynfolkfest.com, you'll see the schedule with all 30 different bands, information about the banjo toss, banjo throwing competition, as well as the film screenings, the workshops, and all that good stuff. So check out brooklynfolkfest.com, and it's, April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
This is very happening, and again, that's brooklynfolkfest.com. And Jalopy, where do we find you cats?
315 Columbia Street in Brooklyn, Red Hook.
And on the interwebs?
On the website is www.jalopy.biz.
Jalopy.biz, B-I-Z. All right, let's take it home with one more. You guys got one more number? Jerry, you had a fiddle back there. Do you want to play your fiddle before we catch the last train to Clarksville? Those fucking Blood, Sweat, and Tears guys, though. I'm telling you, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Well, this is very today. It's very happening. It's very right now here on Arts and Seizures. It could not be more right now if we tried. And the people at the awkward date table have fled. Pizza's on its way. Next week, by the way, we're coming back with the stars of Fighting Spirit Wrestling. That's right. I've got world champion Ian Aldridge coming by with the belt. We got wrestlers here on the show next week, okay? And meet. Next week is wrestlers and meet. You don't want to miss it. But right now, one more time with the Brotherhood of the Jug Band Blues. This is Arts and this is Seizures. Thanks to Liz in the booth and all you out in Radioland. Take it on, guys.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.